What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Foundation First Fitness Show with Bob Acko. And today is episode 59. And, you know, for many of you who are probably listening now, you're probably either, you know, just about to start your day. You're just on your way to work. You might be on your way back from work. You might be on your way over to the gym. So you've kind of carved out some time to get some information on training. So I really appreciate that. And I really think I want to kind of deliver some value to you guys, because I think today's going to be topic is going to revolve pretty well around time and the value of it. And, you know, many of you that are, you know, getting into training or that have started training or that are very well into training, you know very well that time is of the essence when it comes to training, especially when you're very busy. You have work to do, you have other responsibilities that are around the house, you have other responsibilities in your life. So when you are at the gym, efficiency is key. So today I wanted to go over the five tips I have for making your workouts more efficient. So you're going to see that as we go through this, it's going to be kind of heading in different directions on efficiency and on the topic of it. But I think primarily what I wanted to mention was that there's a couple of different things that we can do that I really like using myself as ways to make workouts more efficient. And so I decided I wanted to put something together to help you guys out with that. So let's kick things off. Now, the first one there's a technical term to it, but it's actually very common. A lot of you know what it is. So the first one is density. Now, density is usually the most common ways that people like to make their workouts more efficient. What they do is that they kind of shrink the amount of time they're at the gym by making their workouts a lot more dense. What that means is taking the same amount of time or taking the same workout and doing it in a shorter period of time by taking out rest periods. So what you're doing is, let's say you had decided you were going to do in that entire workout, you were going to do, you know, five exercises. So every single set, you would finish your set, you would take about a minute to a minute and a half rest. Well, what you're going to do is, instead of doing that, maybe you'll do the first exercise, then you'll do the second exercise the regular way. Then those last three exercises, you're just going to clump them up together, make a little bit of a circuit with it, and you're going to take out that rest time. What that's going to do is that taking out that rest time is actually going to shrink down your workout time, but actually build up the density, and also kind of, you know, bring up that intensity a bit, but keep that volume the same. So you're still going to be able to get the same workout in, just doing it over a shorter period of time. And that's going to be a really great way to kind of make your workouts a lot more efficient. Now, in each of these tips or points, what I want to do is I want to discuss the limitations, because I think every single thing you try to change to make something more efficient in your workout, it always comes with some kind of a restriction or some kind of a limitation. So when it comes to density, as much as taking out rest time, making your workout shorter, doing more work in the same period of time sounds as a great idea, it sounds, you know, right off the top of your head, you're like, wow, this is a great way to work out. Why wouldn't I have just done that? Well, taking time out to rest is actually one of the most crucial things that you can do, and it can actually negatively impact your workout if you're doing it too often or if you're not prepared for it. So what I mean by that is, if you're taking rest out at the wrong times, you won't be doing yourself any justice in being able to kind of build up the right muscles and build your muscles up the right way. You may be a little bit more negligent on your technique because you're going to be too fatigued from the previous set or previous exercise you just did. When you come to the next exercise, your technique is going to start dropping and it's going to start slowly tapering off until eventually you're literally just trying to hang on to the workout, hang on and just trying to get through that workout. And we want to avoid that as much as we possibly can. So yes, bringing up that intensity is good, but either doing it too often and doing it too aggressively might not be the greatest thing, because you might be taking away from the essence of the workout. And at the same time, doing it when your body's not ready for it, you may not be advanced enough to do it, or you might be doing it at a wrong time where you're going to be trying to do a heavy lift, trying to gain a lot more strength out of the lift, and you're going to be hurting yourself along the way. So just something to keep in mind with that. The second thing I would recommend is smaller muscle groups. Now, this is one of the things I usually see with newcomers to the gym. What I usually notice is people will generally get into the gym and they'll really try to focus on the biceps and the triceps. And the reason for that is I know a lot of it's, and usually this is something that's quite common in a lot of people, but I notice it in newcomers because they see that as being like a pinnacle exercise and a pinnacle muscle group. So working on the biceps, working on the triceps, trying to get that size, you know, you see it. It really shows off that kind of, it really shows off a lot of your build, you know, especially when you're wearing a t-shirt, you kind of see the arms coming out. Obviously you want to work that out. So while that's great, when you're tight on time, biceps and triceps could be one of the worst things you could do. Now, it doesn't mean don't do them. What I'm saying is when you are strapped for time, biceps and triceps are not going to be where you're going to get the most bang for your buck, because you're going to be able to do a pull-up, get your biceps in there, and do a bench press or a push-up and get your triceps in there. So that's the front of the muscle and back here, or front of the arm and back of the arm. You really want to make sure that you're not almost wasting time doing an exercise that's not really going to be giving you as much back. So you're not getting as much bang for your buck doing something like a bicep curl or a tricep extension or something like that, or working your biceps, working your triceps. So what I would recommend is try to almost look for exercises that are going to incorporate those muscles, that are going to incorporate the smaller muscles to be able to get them done. Where's the limitation in that? Well, if you are looking specifically for bigger arms, your limitation is going to come from not having done those exercises. Those are great exercises if you're trying to build up that part of your body. So, you know, when I do deal with athletes, it's not really the same thing. Usually they're not looking for it. Some athletes, I do work with it. I do some bicep tricep work, and a lot of it's just for elbow health. I'm just trying to maintain structure around their elbow because they've either had previous injuries or B, you know, they're just, they're dealing with issues that have been kind of coming along the past. They just need that arm strength. So those are the cases I would deal with it. But on, you know, the average population, if you are looking for it, you can't take that out. You need them in there. But I would just keep in mind that try not to kind of put those exercises at the forefront of your workout, because you're going to be getting them in other areas. You don't need to almost, you can almost slack off a bit on them and you're still going to get a pretty decent result out of it. The third thing is a little bit of a different way. So instead of cutting down on time when you're tight on time, what I want to do is I want to try to talk about the third point as being something that you're going to do. The third, fourth, and fifth point are actually going to be things that are going to make your workout a lot more beneficial. One of the things that I usually see, and this happens all the time, is individuals coming to the gym, they're tight on time, and yet they still jump on the treadmill to warm up, and right there, you're burning about 5 to 10 minutes of your entire workout. So what do people usually do is they'll usually just kind of scrap that entirely. And that bugs me too, because I think that when you are tight on time, you want to make sure that whatever you're doing in the weight room is like perfect. You want to make sure you're getting the most value out of that thin slice of time that you carved out in your day for yourself. You want to make sure you're doing the right things. So what I would tell you is focus on putting together a 3 to 5 to 7 exercise warm up, you know, going through soft tissue work, which is like foam rolling and lacrosse ball work, you know, mobility stuff where you're working on like hip mobility, ankle mobility, things that you're going to need, shoulder mobility, thoracic, so spine mobility, being able to get a lot of good spine movement, and then activation, activating the right muscles, getting your body out of that daily seated position to get you primed and ready to work out. That's going to bring the value back into your workout so that when you are working out, you're really going to be getting the most out of that time that you are at the gym. So don't almost take the warm up out, but put quality exercises in and put a quality warm up in that doesn't have to be extravagantly long. It doesn't have to be the most like elaborate warm up. It could be something very simple that is specifically geared for you to see the benefits and get more out of that small amount of time that you are at the gym doing major lifts like your squats, your deadlifts, your bench press, and all that stuff. The fourth thing is what you're eating. You know, I think this is something interesting because, you know, a lot of individuals kind of like the thought process that goes through the mind is, you know, when you eat, how much does your food actually affect your workouts? Yes, it does affect the results you're getting in terms of, you know, body fat, in terms of body composition, muscle gain, you know, all that stuff. But at the same time, one of the things that it does have a huge effect on is your body's almost recovery from what you're doing in the gym. So a lot of individuals really go geared towards the protein shakes, and something I never really recommend is protein shakes. It's just not my thing. I just don't do it. I've never sold it here. So we don't really, I don't really steer people into the, in that path of protein shakes. What I'll usually recommend that people do is focus more on, you know, getting the right amount of nutrients in, getting the right amount of fruits and vegetables in during your day, get the right amount of healthy fats, healthy proteins, lean food. All that stuff is going to allow you to benefit and really kind of get the recovery that you're going to need from that workout and actually help you drastically with the next workout that you're going to. And also kind of benefit from the results you did. You just put your body through a pretty intense workout. You want to make sure that you're putting the right things in your body so that you grow, so that you can gain, and that you can actually really appreciate, your body can actually benefit from what you just did. You're going to need to give it the right things. So do that. Put yourself in the right position so that in the next couple of weeks, you are seeing the results that are coming from your workout, because you are putting that really important amount of time into, out of your day, you're carving it out for that workout. Make sure that everything else that's around it is also there for you as well. Now, it's really hard to find a limitation on that, because, you know, eating well is eating well. So I'm going to literally just skip that one over, because I really don't think there's a limitation in eating well. I think everyone should do it. I don't think there's any real excuse for why you wouldn't. I mean, there is the occasional, the night out that you go and you have a good, you have dinner with friends, you have a little dessert here and there. That's not really gonna ruin everything that you've worked for. But if that becomes the habit, you're obviously going to walk into issues. So make sure you're eating well so that the time you're at the gym is more valuable, right? We're trying to bring up the value of that time that you are spending at the gym. Fifth thing is recovery. Now, we usually talk about the amount of times you're physically active. We talk about how often you go to the gym, how much you're doing at the gym, what you're doing at the gym. Are you working hard? Are you jumping really fast? Are you running really fast? Are you sweating? Are you putting in a lot of work? That's all great. What I want us to focus on is also the recovery. I think a lot of individuals, they overwork or they overdo the workouts, and they just completely neglect the recovery, and they don't realize that that recovery is so essential for your body to really kind of recuperate from the workout and actually rebuild that tissue and actually be able to benefit from what you just did and get ready for that next workout. So the recovery component is really ties into what we spoke about, which was food. So food is huge for that recovery process. So is sleep. So is stress level and stress management. You know, and so is, you know, doing the things that are going to keep you on a more regular, consistent schedule that's going to allow you to really not have to deal with all the issues, not eating wrong, not sleeping wrong, not being too stressed, keeping things as relaxed as possible. Huge for recovery. Where's the limitation to that? Very, very, very simple. It was a saying that I heard when I was working with a hockey team. A lot of players would say this. This was more of a way to get out of a workout as opposed to kind of like talk to me about a really serious subject. They would say, you know, hey, rest is a weapon. And that essentially was them saying, can I skip the workout today? Because I really think I should rest. They were trying to make a good excuse for it. Now, were they right? 100%. Rest is a weapon. But if you're taking too much time off, you're creating too much of a space between your workout and your next workout, you're never really going to be able to see that result. If you're taking too much time off, you're never going to see the benefits. You're never going to be able to progress from it. So you really want to make sure that that rest is really maintained on a strict schedule. And it's really kind of, you know, 24, 48 hours at the very most, and then you're getting right back into it. Now, if you decide to go hard for the week, and a lot of my younger athletes and my older athletes do, you know, like a full week of training, and then their Saturdays and Sundays are usually a little bit more relaxed and trying to, you know, recover, foam rolling, stuff like that, that's fine. You know, they're taking those 2 days off, but whatever's going on in that week is just so grueling that weekend comes and they're just able to kind of recover, decompress, and just kind of get prepared for that next week. So make sure that you keep those 5 points in mind when you're going into your workout tonight. You know, you really got to understand that time that you're at the gym is super valuable for you, because A, it is time out of your day. B, you want to make sure that you're not wasting it by not getting any results out of it. So you want to make sure that you're doing the right things so that you're going to be getting the benefit that you're looking for out of that gym. If you guys have any questions about anything I spoke about today, I know that there's a ton of other things that you can do to make your workout more efficiently. These are just my top five things that I'm really, really, really going strong on for, you know, over the last couple of years that I really think a lot of individuals can really take a lot from in terms of efficiency in their workout. But if you have any questions about this, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. As always, thank you very much for those of you watching on YouTube, for those listening on the podcast. Hopefully you guys are having a great day, had a great day, are going to have a great day. And I'm looking forward to talking to you guys again next week. Hopefully going to get a special guest on next week, working on it, trying to just close the deal, get them in, get the work, get the interview done, and we should be good to go. All right, guys, take care. And always remember, keep building that foundation.
For more fitness tips, tricks, and ideas, follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Babak Owen. That's BABAKOWEN. Music for the Foundation First Fitness Show provided by Beware of Darkness. You can find them on Spotify and iTunes.